Hello, hello. Hey, everybody, come on in. Let me get situated here. How's everybody doing this morning? All right, I had to come on here and represent my hogs today. Go hogs. We're going to be talking about weekend effort eating today. So let me pull up the chat and let me also, Coach Shannon, I saw you in here. You don't need to, I'm going to go ahead and bring you up just in case you might be able to go in and, there she is. Okay. Let's see. Where am I seeing you, Shannon? Let me pin myself. All right. Hello. Good morning, everybody. We'll just wait a couple minutes for everybody to come in. So the amazing Coach Shannon will be in the chat today. She will be in all caps in the chat, and she's not yelling at you. She's just in all caps so that she can, you all can see her and kind of notice her in the chat, because she's going to be posting links for me and all kinds of things. So be sure your chat is set to everyone. There, Shannon. Be sure your chat is set to everyone so that we can see you in the chat. All right, let me get all my notes here. I just got off another amazing private coaching call with one of my private clients here at NoBS. That's really what I do mainly. I am Coach Betsy, and I actually lead our private coaching program now. And we have an amazing group of about 10 coaches now. I can't believe it, y'all. We've got 10 coaches, and that most of them, the biggest part of their job is private coaching here at NoBS. So that's an additional service that we offer you all here at NoBS for members who want to work one-on-one with a coach. And so that's what I do. That's what I love to do most of my days. And so if you ever have any questions about our private coaching program, Shannon, why don't you grab that link and put it in the chat, and you can look into it. But it's amazing. It's just an amazing, amazing additional resource here at OBS. But what I'm going to be talking to y'all today about is weekend effort urges. All right. So what I want us to do, I'm going to kind of tell y'all what we're going to do today. So I'm just going to talk kind of general about weekend urges. I want y'all to have your chat ready and your keyboard ready, because I want this to be really interactive. I want us to really kind of talk to each other in the chat, because we all have urges on the weekends, right? I mean, we have this story about the weekends sometimes, that it's different during the week. And I want to remind you all that the weekend is a third of our week, one third, 33.3333%. And that was really powerful for me when Corinne said that the first time, or sometime when I was listening to it. A third of our week is the weekend. So that's why we're having a call about it right now, is because if it's a third of our week, we got to look at it. If we're overeating consistently a third of the time, we're either not going to gain weight, or we're going to gain weight and then we're going to lose it maybe during the week, and then we're going to regain on the weekends. I know a lot of you all have done that back and forth. And so that's why we're talking about it today. So this call is all part of the Urges 2.0 reboot, we're calling it. Coach Shannon is putting some links in the chat right now about the Urges 2.0 course. And it's a reboot because we've had Urges 2.0 before. But we, Corinne, you know Corinne, she's always leveling up and making things better. And so she has kind of reorganized the course. She's recorded a few additional videos. And what I love that Corinne is doing now is that she is, and she and Yasmin are kind of working together. Yasmin is our amazing course creator. Thank goodness for Yasmin, y'all, because back in the day when it was just me and Corinne and Kathy and Mary Jo, I was helping Corinne build all these courses. And y'all, that is just not my, that is not my zone of genius. I love to coach and I love to teach, but writing courses is not my zone of genius. So, I love that we have Yasmin now who helps Corinne kind of organize all these courses. And what I love is that they are putting in snippets of coaching calls and teaching calls that Corinne has done in the past that really relate to the subject. And so we're getting to kind of like recycle a lot of this amazing content that we already have. And Corinne is, you know, we just get to see Corinne in at her best with these really amazing nuggets that relate to urges and stuff like that. So. So that is Urges 2.0. It is the course that we're focusing on this month. And, let me check my notes here. Okay. So it's in the self-paced courses. Let me minimize all these windows, y'all, all the windows up. So under self-study resources on the website, you go under self-study resources. And then you'll have the opportunity to click right on the Urges 2.0 course. So let me just pull that up just so I can look at it. I'm going to share my screen in a minute when we're talking about the Planning for Urges worksheet and stuff like that. So actually, let me just go ahead and pull up my screen because then y'all will get to see the course and all that. Okay. Do you all, let me pull the chat over. Do you all see the course? Never sure. Y'all see the course, Urges 2.0? Yes. Okay. Thank you, Erica. Okay. I'll go ahead and maximize. So this is Urges 2.0. Isn't that a cute top Corinne has on? So that's a little intro. And then we go down here and we see the resource guide. Y'all know with almost every course we have a resource guide. And, but what I love that we're doing now that we haven't always done is that we give you all the video transcripts for some of you all that prefer to read stuff and print it out and highlight it and all the things. So that's different from the resource guide. The transcripts are literally the words that Corinne says coming out of her mouth on all the different videos. And so the resource guide will kind of give you like a synopsis of the videos, but the transcripts are verbatim, word for word from the videos. And so I love that we offer that as a resource too. Let me show y'all the fun busting urges board. I love these little bonus things we get with these courses. So the challenge board this month is basically you just basically are tracking whether you're going to be doing the assessment, Betsy. You track if you do the daily assessment, and then you track if you do a discovery worksheet and or a successful urge worksheet. So let me show y'all real quick where these worksheets are. So yeah, it's just a way for us to kind of visually, our brain loves to see these visual check boxes and check marks. And so that's what these worksheets are for. That's what the habit tracker is for. That's inside our planner. Our brain loves these hits of check marks and stickers and gold stars and all that kind of stuff. So let's utilize that shit and let's make it work for us. So daily assessment, discovery worksheet, and successful urge worksheet. So let's go back here. Just watching my time here. We're good. By the way, if anyone wants to get coached specifically on weekend urges, I don't want to talk to anybody, but people who have urges and overeat on the weekends, weekend specific coaching, I'll change my name here in a minute too. Y'all can go ahead and raise your hand. There were a couple of hands raised. I don't know if you know you raised your hand or not, but we'll be doing some coaching here at the end of the call. So let's look real quick at where the worksheets are. So this is the Urges 2.0 course. If you click down here on self-study resources and you go on down and click on helpful worksheets, this page, y'all, is the shit. It has everything you would ever need for no BS. In terms of just like worksheets that you will use on an ongoing basis. And these weight loss game changer worksheets, this is where the discovery worksheet is. And y'all know how amazing the discovery worksheet is. We got our bottom line discovery worksheet that we're using now. Y'all can use whatever worksheet, discovery worksheet you want to use. You can use the old school one. You can make your own. I don't care. But this is the one that is, you know, is one page, minimal questions, and you just get into figuring out what was going on with your overeat and get some learning on. So that is our amazing discovery worksheet. And then let's find the successful urge worksheet. I actually think it needs to go into weight loss game changer worksheets, to be perfectly honest. So I'm going to give somebody that feedback because it's way down here at the bottom. So, because I think it is a weight loss game changer, y'all. We have to recognize our wins. And that is exactly what this worksheet does, the successful urge worksheet. I believe it is as important as the discovery worksheet, if not more. Because we are not going to keep going if we don't keep recognizing our wins and reminding ourselves of how far we've come. So the successful urge worksheet, Tabitha says it gave her a 10-pound loss. Successful urge worksheet. I'll never forget, I was at a camp. It was right before COVID. I think it was the 2019 camp. Does anybody remember this in the chat, if they were there, where somebody brought all of their discovery worksheets and they said, This is how I lost my weight. And I think it was like 100 pounds. This is how I lost my weight. Here's my stack of discovery worksheets. Like, y'all, this is how this shit works. So, and I just love how we recognize on the successful urge worksheet, having an urge, what it felt like, what you were thinking about. It really helps you kind of get to know your urges. I'm not saying we got to be friends with our urges, but we want to get to know them. We want them to at least be, someone that like we have met before and not someone we're desperately trying to avoid at all times. And so it just talks about, you know, you just get to know your urges. This is what I was thinking. This is what I was feeling. This is how my body felt. We're going to be talking about that more in a minute about the now process. I decided not to eat, and here's why. That is probably the most important question on this worksheet. I rewarded myself in this way instead of eating. Like, it could just be like, you go, girl. Like, that's amazing. Doesn't have to be like a pair of shoes or anything. But just some amazing self-talk there for a second you could reward yourself with. And then here's just another question on how, just reminding yourself of what worked. What did you tell yourself in the moment that worked? Or what did you do? Did you just take a pause and go walk to the bathroom and back before you decided to eat? So, and then the best part of saying no, I love that worksheet. Dang, I love that worksheet. Okay. Let me kind of make this a little bit bigger here because I'm going to be using this other thing in a minute. Okay. So this is what I want to do right now. I'm going to go ahead and stop the share for a second. I'm going to change my name because I know that bugs some of y'all. It kind of bugs me too. I want to know who I am. So I am Coach Betsy. I've been around forever here at No BS. It is just an honor and a privilege to work with y'all every day. I've lost 70 pounds, but I've actually lost weight twice with Corinne. I lost 50 pounds way back in 2012 with Corinne. And then I went through a big breakup in 2013 and I gained most of my weight back. And then in 2015, I lost my weight for the last time. I like to talk about that because weight loss doesn't happen, you know, and us coaches don't have these perfect weight loss experiences, just like y'all won't. You'll gain some weight back. Maybe you will lose it and then maybe you'll just maintain it for a while. I lost 70 pounds, but that was me getting to 125 pounds. This is what I like to say. I lost 70 pounds and that was at 125 pounds. I'm currently maintaining 145 to 155. And I don't sit there and go like, well, I shouldn't say I lost 70 pounds because technically I'm not at 125 anymore. But I like to say, like, I mean, I did lose 70 pounds and I'm a badass for doing it. And then I figured out what was the best weight range for me in my lifestyle and the way that I want to eat and the way that I want to live my life. And that's 145 to 155. So I always like including that in there because we all got to figure out what works for us. Okay. So weekend urges. Let's talk about that for a second. And this is where I want y'all to participate with me in the chat. What's going on y'all's weekends? What do you need help with? Why do you have urges on the weekends? Y'all just tell me in the chat, just spit it out. Tell me what's going on. Because I don't want to talk about something that y'all aren't experiencing. So what's going on the weekends? And then what are you thinking about it that leads you to have urges and overeat? All the food is available. Can't even keep up with the chat. Socializing with friends. Desire to relax. Heading to a tailgate party. That's why I wore my Arkansas shirt today, because we're going to talk about tailgate parties. We're going to talk about football parties, all the things. Recovering from an exhausting codependency week. Yeah, lots of thoughts in there, Lucy, for you to work on unwinding. Too much time on my hands. Isn't that interesting, right? That some of us are like, there's too much time on my hands, and other people on the weekends are like, there's not enough time. That's how we know it's our thoughts. It's not time, because everybody has 48 hours on a weekend. And it's what you think about it. It's what you think about it. Let's see. I get bored. My husband is a food pusher, and we spend the most time together on the weekends. I want you to look at that thought, Kim. This is a popular one, Shelley. My weeks are very structured. My weekends are not. We're going to talk about that too. Okay, y'all, there's like 47 messages to go through, but definitely a lot of it is our story about the past work week that we're telling ourselves and constantly beating ourselves over for the weekend. A lot of it is our thoughts about the weekend. There's not enough time. There's too much time. There's no structure. Food is everywhere. All that kind of stuff. And so this is how we know it's not the weekend. It's not the 48 hours. It's not the 2 days. And some of y'all have weekends on other days. My off days are Thursdays and half of Saturday and half of Sunday. So any of you all can make this work for you whenever your weekend is. Okay. For some of you all, like who are nurses, where you have 3 days on, 3 days off, or whatever it is. Right. Don't get hung up in, my weekend isn't Saturday and Sunday. Okay. So now I'm going to share. So what we really want to do with this, now that we kind of know what's going on, we want to do the Planning for Urges worksheet, which is part of the Urges 2.0 program. And so I'm going to share my Planning for Urges worksheet, and we're going to go through it. And I want you all, so Shannon, if you can give them the link to the workbook. I'm trying to kind of stretch out this worksheet a little bit. If you can give them the link, then they'll know that the Planning for Urges worksheet is in the Urges 2.0 workbook. Okay. And so I'm going to share mine in just a minute. But this is what we do, y'all. We've got to look at our urges and what's going on with them. Like I said, kind of maybe not friends with our urges, but we got to at least look at them and see what's going on. We got to get honest with ourselves and say, okay, I'm telling this story to justify overeating, or I'm just telling this story about my urges. I shouldn't be having them. I hate my urges. Again, our urges don't have to be our best friend, but they do need to be like I'm telling you, I just can't think of it. What's the word where it's like, it's someone that you've met, but you're not like absolutely friends with them. What's the word for that? Somebody tell me in the chat, acquaintance. Thank you. Thank you, Julie and Elaine. sometimes y'all, I just can't pull up the word. But yeah, like, let's just work on maybe being acquainted with our urges and not just trying to push them aside. That's all we're talking about here. Okay. So who has their planning for urges worksheet done or just out in front of them? Y'all can just fill it out as we go through. And then after this, I'm going to coach a few people specifically on weekend urges. Erica and Jen, y'all have your hands raised. And if you're going to talk to me about weekend urges, great. If not, I need you to lower your hand. Okay. Because that's what I want to talk about today. Okay. Let me share my screen. Awesome. Awesome. Frenemy. No. I don't know. I think y'all might want to look at whether or not you want your urges to be your frenemy. I don't want to think of my urges as being my enemy or my frenemy. I mean, you know, because enemy is in the word frenemy. Urges are not our enemy, y'all. Urges are a natural thing that all of us experience no matter what we weigh. Corinne has urges. I have urges. We all have urges. They are a message to us. They are, I'm working with a real woo-woo coach right now. Shout out to my coach, Alana, who is amazing. She reminds me every week that our emotions, and y'all know, an urge is an emotion. It is the emotion of urgent desire, most often for food, or, you know, that's what we're talking about today. The emotion of urgent desire, how is that a benevolent messenger to you, to me? So a frenemy is frenemy benevolent? No. I don't know if that would help you. But how is this emotion a benevolent messenger? And when it says benevolent, it's like, it's trying to help you. That's what benevolent means. And it's trying to send you a message. If that doesn't work for you, you can think of it like the check engine light on your car. That's what an urge is. It's like, hey, can we talk about something for just a second? Something's going on here. So it's a messenger. It's sending you a message and it's trying to help you. So it's not an enemy or a frenemy. And it may not be a friend yet, and that's okay, but it can be an acquaintance. Let's get acquainted with it and figure out what it's trying to tell us. Yes, Maya. Like, you know, if we're trying to fight the urge and resist the urge, that's when it becomes an enemy. You wouldn't like be sitting in your car and see the check engine light and be like, no, like, stop, light. Don't come on. You'd be like, oh, looks like there's something here to look at. Looks like there's just something here for me to address. Looks like there's something here for me to get curious about. Like, maybe I need gas, or maybe I need to get my oil changed. Maybe I need to get my tires blown up, aired up. But it's like, it's not this dramatic thing. It's not this terrible, horrible thing about you. All right. Went off on my tangent. Share screen. All right. Do you all see my planning for urges worksheet? All right. So here is mine. Y'all can tell I'm a digital diva. I love using my iPad to do my plans every day and to do my worksheets, but you can absolutely print these worksheets out, but they are also fillable. And what that means is, like, you can bring them up on your computer and then you can click into them and type into them. So we want to just make it easy as possible for everybody. Oh, here's the other thing. Here's another option. Y'all can bring up the worksheets on the computer or on your phone, and then you just get a blank sheet of paper out and you answer them if you don't have a printer. Make it work for you. Don't let that stop you from doing the work. Okay. All right. So let's look at planning for urges. And this is, I wanted to call it weekend edition, because here's the thing about the planning for urges worksheet. you're probably going to need to do multiple ones of these for the urge windows that you have. Some of us have urges on the weekends. Some of us, I mean, we basically have urges all the time, but like we have urges on the weekends. We have urges after work or after school. We have, and Christy did an amazing call a couple of weeks ago about that. We have urges at night. I have urges often after lunch when I'm getting ready to go back to work for the afternoon. Y'all, that shit don't have nothing to do with hunger because I've just eaten lunch. And so I definitely want to look into those urges. And it's definitely for me all about how I've become acquainted, very well acquainted with those urges, where I know that it is about my thoughts around my work, how I've managed my time, how I am tired, and stuff like that. So I'll be talking about that in a second. So yeah, so you may need to do a worksheet here for each one of those urge windows so that you can really dig in and figure out, because a lot of times different thoughts are happening at different times. Okay. So this is weekend edition. Wasn't there like a TV show, weekend edition or whatever. So this is the planning for urges worksheet, weekend edition. So let's look at this worksheet and kind of go through here. So here is what's going on with me. List your most common cues and triggers to overeat. And I want y'all to tell me in the chat what your answers are to these questions, because I want everybody to see y'all's answers, my answers. We all are in this together. We're all normal. There's no broken people here. There's no unicorns with broken horns. There's no special snowflakes. Y'all, we are all in this together, and nobody is too broken to work on this stuff. Okay. So, okay. And Shannon's putting in the worksheet. Awesome. Oh, that's like a direct link to the worksheet. Perfect. Okay. So, all right, y'all, what are your most common common cues and triggers on the weekends to overeat or eat off plan? So y'all tell me, after a big bike ride on the weekend, that's a great point, Gina. A lot of us, we do, maybe if we love to exercise and we have exercise as part of our lifestyle, we exercise more on the weekends. And so that's really interesting. Less than 6 hours of sleep. Being so wound up from the school week. So a lot of thoughts about that. Seeking relaxation or entertainment. This is kind of similar to what we talked about a second ago, but it's definitely like you got to get clear on what's going on the weekends. And this first answer is really like the circumstance or the fact. Like for me, Saturday afternoon and evening, and y'all, this is like literally today, I am, you know, is my husband has gone to his deer camp. Y'all know if any hunting wives in here, you know, all this hunting and getting ready for hunting, it's all very important. So he has gone, he left early this morning to go to his deer camp and get ready for hunting season, because it actually starts next weekend, with the bow. And so I will be in the house alone. I mean, like, it's the most boring fact, y'all. I'm just in the house alone. And y'all know, I just said I'm off work on Saturday afternoon. So after this call, I've got another private coaching call, and then I'm done for the day. And so, man, the chat is going. So that is a very, very common cue or trigger. Like, it's a very common situation where urges might come. Another one for me for the weekend, and again, it may be different for Saturdays and different for Sundays, or it may just be all one. On Sundays, I work half a day and I schedule out my work, but sometimes I don't follow that schedule perfectly. And I start beating myself up, and that leads me to have urges to overeat. I also am training to be a yoga instructor right now. And that is the day that I do my homework for yoga. And sometimes, like, I don't do it or I don't want to do it. And I make that a big deal. And so then I have urges to overeat then because I'm beating myself up. So those are the two situations that are going on with me on the weekend. Let me see what else is going on for you. A lot of you all talked about like relaxing and entertaining yourself on the weekends. Maybe that's it, right? Where it's just like, okay, this is my time to relax on the weekend. And that's your cue. Like, because then you're thinking, you know, we're going to get to thoughts in a minute, but you're thinking like, I shouldn't be relaxing, or I should be more productive, or whatever it is, all that bullshit about relaxing. So, and that's, I definitely have that too on Saturday afternoons and Sunday afternoons, where it's like, Betsy, it's okay to stop working. It's okay to just like sit and watch a show. And so those are other things that are going on often. So you want to give kind of the cues and triggers. And those are only just like situations, circumstances, facts. That's this first question. Okay. The next question is, for each cue or trigger above, list one thought you are usually thinking. So this is when we're getting into the thoughts. With Brad being gone, sometimes my brain loves to go to, I'm so lonely. Like, it's so, I mean, like, other people's husbands don't leave all every weekend. Like, he must not want to be with me. He must not like spending time with me. Wah, wah. Yeah. So that's, I deserve blank, you know, I deserve ice cream. I'm so lonely. But here's the thing, y'all, that is like totally my habit brain, because I have this other thought in my mind of like, hello, me time. Like, I love that my husband like has a hobby that he loves, and that he doesn't like, you know, he isn't like stuck to me all the time, because I don't do that clingy bullshit. And so it's just like, isn't it fascinating that I have this whole other story too? But again, we got to get out the story that leads us to, you know, to want to eat and have these urges. And here's my one about Sundays. I fucked up Sundays again. I'll never figure this out, working this half day on Sunday and scheduling things and getting my yoga homework done. I just fucked it up again. So those are my thoughts for the days. Okay. So what about y'all's thoughts? Let's see. Denise, y'all be sure your chat is set to everyone so that we can see you. Some of y'all still have your chat set to hosts and panelists. I'm not doing enough. I'm so tired. What else? I wish to have a partner to hang out with on Saturday. I just finished this project. I can eat this as a reward. All of these things are like thoughts that you got to get aware of, right? Because that's what creates the urges, is because you're having some kind of shitty thought. Okay. So that is number two question. And now we go into the busting urges process. So y'all know that this is what we teach in Urges 2.0, the busting urges process. Do y'all see this thing down here in the bottom corner where I did DFPRD? I'm trying to think of like a good way for us to remember the busting urges process, but I couldn't think up anything. If anybody has anything fun that DFPRD, because those are the five steps of the busting urges process. Like, how can we remember this like easily? And maybe there's not one, and you just get like a little thing on, you know, you just put it in your phone, you get a little sticky note and put it on your, you know, put it wherever you need to put it in your planner, whatever it is. But I just think with this rebooted Urges 2.0, this is the process that's going to work for us. Okay. So, okay. Number one, you don't eat, right? So if we decided we're not eating just in this moment when we have the urge, what are we going to tell ourselves? Positive self-talk when the urges hit. I even think like that's kind of a thought. Like, do urges really hit? Or do urges just kind of like, they kind of just come up? So this is what I tell myself. It's just an urge. Hello there. This is me like getting acquainted and getting to be an acquaintance with my urge. Again, we're not best friends necessarily. It's like, oh, hello there. Yeah. Okay. It's just an urge. Did y'all see that? Like, I just took a deep breath before I started talking. I think this is definitely like related to my yoga training because we learned so much about breathing. Y'all, I always say like a deep breath never hurt anybody. Some of us, we just need to take a few deep breaths, like, and then just, you know, give us ourselves that pause. And yeah, maybe you go eat, but at least you gave yourself a 2-second pause before you decided and you took a few deep breaths. It's just an urge. Oh, hello there. And then for me, it's really important for me to say like, oh, okay, it's okay for me. It's okay for me to stop working. It's okay for me to watch TV right now. It's okay for me to take a break. Sometimes that's all y'all need. Because something that Corinne said in one of the Urges 2.0 videos, which really stuck with me, she said, y'all need to pay attention to what you're doing while you're overeating. For me, a lot of times I am sitting in the recliner watching TV. But we don't think we can just sit in the recliner and watch TV. So then we just eat and sit in the recliner and watch TV. But what if we took the food away and just gave ourselves permission? And y'all, I know it's going to feel uncomfortable as fuck the first few times you're sitting in the recliner and watching TV and not eating. But that's where we got to start if we don't want to keep overeating. And so that's what I want y'all to pay attention to. Are you scrolling your phone? Are you, you know, I don't know what you're doing while you're eating, but that's one way to kind of figure out, like, if I took the food away, what would I be doing? Have you allowed yourself to just sit and scroll your phone for a while? Or are you sitting there saying it's, you know, it's not productive? Okay. Okay. I've got to move forward, y'all, because I want to coach a couple of y'all. Okay. And I also said, of course, I'm having an urge right now. I'm practicing something new. Like when I'm stopping working and like, you know, going about my day, of course I'm going to have an urge. Anything that we're doing new is going to bring up uncomfortable feelings. And sometimes that produces an urge. Feel the urge. I had to write this quote in here that Corinne said, your brain's going to act a fool. Your brain is going to act a fool when you have the urge and you don't immediately eat. That is the most normal thing in the world. Okay. Normal thing in the world that your brain's going to freak out. We're doing something new. So to feel the urge, we talk about the now process here in the Urges 2.0. That's from the No BS Weight Loss course, which is getting a reboot, the first couple modules, by the way. So, and I mentioned deep breaths a minute ago, y'all. Just sitting and taking probably three deep breaths. Most of us breathe very shallowly. If we kind of notice it, if we just take a few deep breaths and we have this urge, what if that took care of 10% of your urges? If you just took a couple of deep breaths, because that works with our nervous system, right? We learned this through trusting your body course. It gets you back down a little bit closer to home base. That's all in the Trusting Your Body course, which is amazing too, inside here at NBS. All right. So we feel the urge, and the now process involves us doing like a quick body scan in terms of like what's going on when I have this urge. For me, like my chest is kind of tight. Sometimes I kind of got a lump in my throat. I'm just like a little, like I kind of got like butterflies. Things like that. But whatever it is for you, you got to notice that too. Okay. All right. Take a moment to recognize your progress. So I wrote this thing, progress equals question mark, because all y'all gotta check yourself on what you think progress means. Progress means the absolute smallest things you could ever imagine. We got to recognize progress. If y'all can't find progress somewhere, I want y'all to reach out in the Facebook group. I want you to get into Ask Coaches and ask us to find some progress. because I can find some progress in anybody. You try and stump me, and I don't think you can stump me. So here's how I talk to myself when I'm recognizing my progress. Look at me. I'm sitting here with an urge and I'm not eating. I really can do this. And here's the thing, y'all. It's not that you're not going to eat necessarily. If you take 10 seconds to stop and just be with the urge before you eat, that's progress. You're doing it differently than you did it before. All right. Remind yourself of why not eating can be easier or better. This was really interesting for me to do. Because I was, just kind of thinking about it, right? Like, here's one reason why not eating right now is easier than eating. Y'all, not eating takes less time than eating. Eating takes time. My time is very valuable. I want my body to feel good. I had a couple of binges earlier this week. My body felt like crap. Speaking of crap, my crap was crap. My poops weren't good. I didn't feel good. I had a stomach ache. I didn't sleep well. I want my body to feel good most of the time if I have any control over it. And I do. I have a lot of control over it. It's also cheaper. I don't know about y'all, but I like to save some money because I like to spend my money on things that I want to spend it on. It's cheaper if we don't overeat. If I don't go in there and eat something, then I can save that food for another time. I mean, let's go with whatever resonates with you. And then one reason why not eating is better than eating, and y'all don't overthink too much the better and easier. I mean, it's just two ways of thinking about it. I get to really enjoy my time off. When I'm not overeating, when I have my time off like this afternoon, I get to really enjoy it. I get to do things I love to do. This is my life now, the life I've always wanted. Like this afternoon, I'm planning on, and we're going to talk about this, do something new. I'm planning on like working on my photo albums. I got all my parents' photo albums from when I was little. And I'm going to like reorganize them and like they're falling apart. And so I bought new photo albums and I'm going to do that this afternoon and look at all the old photos, which is something I love to do. So speaking of doing something new in place of eating, this, I tried to kind of come up with all the different things. And y'all, I hate not being able to see the chat. Let me kind of pull it over here. See, I want y'all to give me ideas on doing something new in place of eating. Watch a show. And here's the thing. They have to be almost as satisfying as eating. There may be nothing as satisfying as eating right now. And I will explain ironing here in a minute. If you'll see iron down here on my list. Call or text someone or Marco Polo someone. Watch a show. Sing. Lift weights. Get on the floor and play with your dog. iPad games, adult coloring books. I'm doing from the chat too. Y'all, I love to sit and watch Instagram reels. Oh my gosh. Some of y'all like TikTok, Instagram reels. I love watching that stuff. And I give myself permission to do it. I love to crochet. I've got a few projects going on. Like this afternoon, I was thinking I would go and stop by my cousin's house. And like, they've got kids and I don't see them very often. So it's like, hey, can I just come stop by for like 30 minutes? I might want to walk around the block. I might not. That's okay. We got to give ourselves like a bunch of options. But here's the thing. Like sometimes I like to do something like Joe said, tidy a cupboard. Like that's very satisfying. Like, and that's why ironing is on this list. I love to iron, y'all. I'm maybe just a big, weirdo. I don't know. But it's so satisfying to me when I like take a garment that I love and like I spend the time to iron it. But for some of y'all, it might be like cleaning something, like really getting into the weeds with like cleaning something. That can be very satisfying. Laying my hammock. Like I mentioned, a few deep breaths, running errands. Sometimes y'all, I just want to get out of this damn house because I work here and I live here And so I just go and run an errand during the winter time. I actually don't even go anywhere. I get in my car, I turn my heated seats on because I love my heated seats, and I just drive around the neighborhood for, 15 minutes. We got to get creative with all these things that we can do so that we're not eating. Okay. But also being honest with ourselves that, yeah, nothing is going to feel as amazing as eating, especially at first. And that's okay. All right. But I put this word space. The whole thing that this step five does, it gives you space between the urge and the food. And that's what we got to practice too, right? Where it's like, okay, my brain is just so used to having the urge eating. If you can literally put 10 seconds between it, that gives you a far better chance of not eating. And so you got to just start small with one deep breath. Again, you may still eat, but it's such a win that you gave some space in between the urge and the eating. Because what we know is that an urge, if we're allowing it, it only lasts 90 seconds. All right, y'all. I got to get into some coaching. I could be on here for hours. So, okay. Who we got here? Miss Erica, let's talk weekend urges. I'm going to bring you up and let's do this. I ask you to unmute and ask you to start your video.
Thank you.
There you are. Let me bring you like down here. There we go. Okay. All right. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing really well. How are you?
Good. Let's talk weekends. What's going on?
Yes. Oh my gosh. Where do we even start? I feel like my weeks go really well and then my weekends just derail because I don't have, my brain says I don't have the structure of the week. Anything that I've gotten behind on, like that I didn't accomplish during the week. Then my brain wants to make that a big catastrophe and that needs to be done now. Mm-hmm. Then I snap at my family and then I feel bad about that.
Okay. So you don't even have to go. I mean, you can keep going if you want to, but yeah, it's like, okay, we know it's, there's kind of two things that like, that are very common, right? That I want to point out with you is this whole structure thing. I'm going to address that in a second. And then there's like, you're beating yourself up a lot during the weekend, right? You're beating yourself up for what you didn't get done during the week. Mm-hmm. And then you're like desperate for relief from that. And so you're snapping at your family, which I snap at my husband and we've been working on that. So I'm right there with you. And then you feel guilty for snapping at your family. So the judgment and the shame and the, beating yourself up, it just piles on. So it's like, of course you're going to have urges and want to eat. Right. Mm-hmm. But I want to address the structure. Like, so what that you have more structure during the week and you don't on the weekends? Like, so what?
I think I think the lack of structure just allows me to get a lot. My cat just knocked something over. just like allows me to get all up in my head. And I think it's really like being at work and what all the things that I do at work, kind of buffers me from that negative self talk. And so I think what it really is that on the weekends, I don't have anything to drown that out. And then, it's just me and my crappy thoughts.
Okay. So that's probably true, but I want to go back to, we're probably always having, these kind of judgment thoughts, but what are you thinking? Let's go back to thinking, like what you're thinking is during the week versus your thinking on the weekends. Like, let's say, you got to be at work at a certain time. you know, during the week, and like you don't have to be anywhere at a certain time on the weekends. But what are you thinking that's differently during the week versus the weekends? What's the story you're telling yourself? Maybe, you know, like what are you telling yourself?
Yeah, I think it's on the weekends. I spend a lot of time just like rehashing BS from the week. I mean, I guess my brain is kind of using that as entertainment, or it's just going there because it doesn't have something else. Like, we have a new boss and he's a very last minute kind of person, and I'm not a last minute person. I plan my to-dos, like I calendar, like I plan my food. And so, you know, when he comes in and is like, oh yeah, I just decided that tomorrow's gonna be like this, just like, you know, in the moment I pivot, but on the weekends I just sit and I'm like, oh my God, does he not realize that everybody wasted so much fucking time because, you know, he didn't make that decision last week, and he didn't wait until to communicate it until the day before. And, you know, so I'm good at pivoting during the week, but then my brain goes back to that and it's like,
okay, so we got a couple of things going on. Cause like, it was so interesting where it's like, you are able to pivot during the week, which is definitely a win, but it sounds like you're almost just kind of like, you're pivoting, but you're not like really looking at those thoughts, right? You're like, okay, I'm going to just put these thoughts in the basket for the weekend, you know, and then I'll get them all back out and, you know, hear all they are. And so again, that just helps you make sense of like, okay, I see what's going on here. I'm not really like processing these thoughts or like looking at them. I'm really just kind of, you know, putting them away, you know, putting them on the shelf, and then I'm getting them back out on the weekend. Right. And so, I mean, what could you do differently here in terms of, you know, like kind of working on processing those thoughts maybe a little bit more during the week so they aren't all saved for the weekend?
Yeah. I have been journaling more, which will help.
Are you doing that during the week or during the weekend? I'm
doing it during the week. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm finishing up the Tiny Habits book. So I'm going to try and turn all those irritations into pearl habits. So like doing little things like, you know, I used to be really good about moisturizing my hands and I noticed that I'm not doing that. So I'm like, okay, well, when he makes the last minute decision, then, you know, I can take 30 seconds to moisturize my hands and, you know.
So I think for you, it's like, you've got some journaling. I mean, are you journaling at all on the weekend?
No.
Okay. So like, this is the kind of thing where it's like, okay, you got some, you know, something working for you during the week, but it sounds like maybe, and this is kind of comes back to the structure thing, because our brain just like, it's not the structure. Or the, I mean, you know, structure is like, it's not even really a thing, you know, because we're always doing something, right? We're always making choices on how we spend our time, whether it's during the week or the weekend. But we just like, we're like, but no, we have so much more structure in the week. But it's just because you've decided to be at work at 8 o'clock, right? And that doesn't mean we have to like have a full-on schedule on the weekend either. But it's more about kind of making intentional decisions. And like, you could use this journaling where it's like, okay, this is going to be my one thing that is a decision that I make ahead of time, an intentional decision where it's like Saturday morning, I make my coffee. I do my kind of, you know, like, is anything, you know, is there any residue from the week that I need to like get out here? You know, is there anything that I just need to clean out here from the week? I almost kind of think about it like, you know, like how some people kind of straighten their desk, like on a Friday. I mean, you know, we all don't do that, right? But it's really is that kind of thing where it's like, okay, do I need to kind of straighten the desk, throw away some shit, you know, like take my coffee cup to the break room, you know, all that kind of stuff. It's like, okay, I mean, and this is something you could do at work on your Friday afternoon. I mean, we all know, I mean, some of us work, you know, but a lot of times the Friday afternoons are a little slow. Right. And so can I take, I mean, literally we're talking about 5 minutes and just kind of like download anything else that's kind of sticking and residue from the week. So again, it could be on Friday afternoon where you don't even, you're not even spending time doing it on Saturday and Sunday. I don't know. I'm just kind of brainstorming.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Maybe. That's really good. Cause I journal Friday morning. Mm-hmm. But might be good. Like, I mean, I journal more than once a day. Mm-hmm.
Or you can just save that Friday, you know, you can move that Friday morning, you know, just
yes.
You know, Brian's like, oh no, we couldn't possibly journal twice in one day. I mean, just start with, you know, moving the Friday morning journaling to that afternoon.
Yeah.
You know, just kind of clean out your brain. But again, it's got to come from, you know, we're doing, you know, this is kind of action line stuff, this journaling, but it's got to come from a place of like, this is what I want my weekends to look like, right? This is what I want my weekends to be like. And it's okay that my weekends don't look like my week. Mm-hmm. Right. And that, you know, that they're not, I mean, I'll give it to you. They're not as structured, right? You don't have as many, I got to be here at this time, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But how can that be okay? You know, that's some stuff you can journal on too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what do you think? You kind of got something to kind of.
Yeah. Yeah. That sounds good. And it kind of got me to thinking about, you know, the flow that I used to have or the structure that I used to have in my weekends, like where I would start, because I used to start my weekend mornings, like I would engage in P&P content mm-hmm. in the mornings over my morning coffee. And that might be useful as well. But I do think I really like your suggestion of journaling on the weekends and just like getting that out and maybe even just like, you know, doing the thing where I rip that page out of the journal and then like throw it away when I'm done to be like, this is really done.
Yeah. Yes. I love that. Like it's, oh, there's a kitty. I love meeting all the pets. So it's just like thinking about, like you did have a structure, right? You did. I mean, you had one thing that you were committed to doing on Saturdays, and sometimes mm-hmm. that's all we need. And like, and then you kind of getting all that stuff out. I love tearing the paper out and throwing it away, right? It's like, you know, that's work for you. And then what we know is that if you're just doing a little bit to take the temperature down, to take the pressure off, then you're going to be snapping at your kids and your family less too, right? Mm-hmm. You're not going to need the relief anymore.
Yes.
Because you've given yourself the relief by just getting out some of those thoughts. And I mean, I love that. Tearing it out, throwing it away. That's like that's just like so symbolic. And that's not saying that we're never going to have those thoughts again, but it's like, we also don't have to save all this journaling we do either. Right. And rehash all these old thoughts either. It's like, okay, I got it done. Like, this is just some sentences in my mind. I got them out. I saw that they were in black and white on paper and they're not some, you know, gospel in my head and onward. But I think one other thing that, and sometimes I think about this, like when I'm on vacation where, and this is kind of the structure thing where it's like, basically during the week, we've already made a lot of decisions about how we're going to spend our time. That's what we mean by structure. Like, okay, I'm going to get up. I'm going to maybe journal. I'm going to take a shower. I'm going to go to work. I'm going to go to lunch at this time. I'm going to leave at this time. We have decisions about our time made. And that's really, I think, what we struggle with, like either on the weekends or when we're, I just know, like when I go on vacation, sometimes like to the beach where like, you know, it's not like there's a bunch of activities going on. We just get to do whatever we want to do. It's like, ooh, okay. I know when I'm feeling like a little unease because I haven't just made a decision like, okay, I'm going to go out to the beach at 10 a.m. And then I'm going to come back in at noon and have lunch, right? Our brain loves decisions that are made ahead of time. That's why we make plans for about our food, things like that. So it's all about decisions ahead of time. And like, that doesn't mean you have to structure out your entire day, you know, on the weekends. But what are a few small decisions that you could make where it's like, okay, from, you know, 10 to 12, I'm just going to do whatever I want to do. And then at 12, I'm going to go run a couple of errands. You know, it's like, what kind of structure can you put into your weekends that can help you as well?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I love that.
All right. Awesome. All right. Well, I got a couple other things and then we're going to get out of here. Thank you so much.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. You brought up some good stuff for us to, that I think will help a lot of people. All right. Okay. All right. So I wanted to bring up real quick before we get out of here, because I was mentioning, you know, tailgate parties. That's other things that are going on the weekends, right? We got parties, we got dinners out, we got birthday parties, we got church, you know, potlucks. We got all kinds of stuff like that. I want to definitely direct you all to our protocol worksheet. I'm going to bring that up real quick on over here and show y'all what that looks like real quick. Okay, let me minimize that and bring up, there we go. I wanted to tell y'all, show y'all real quick where it is. It's also on the worksheets page. And we're always just, by the way, who's excited for our worksheet workshop next weekend? Who is excited? Chat. Yes. Okay. Don't forget the Weight Loss Jumpstart Workshop, totally free to members, is going to be next Sunday, the 25th at from 9 a.m. to 3:30. So anyway, okay. So go down here, back down here to self-study resources. Helpful worksheets, and let's look at the protocol, personal protocol template right here. This was part of our, I think this was part of our summer workshop, but this is really helpful for you all that are going to parties, that are going to dinners out, that you really want to develop a protocol for these kinds of events, because this is something else that's going on the weekends, right, that we can have urges around. So Diana, love it. Love it. Diana made a protocol for why, I mean, and I can make a protocol, right? For like, hunting weekends, right? My husband's gone. This is what I'm going to do. Right. But this is really super helpful for like a very specific event, like for tailgating or something like that. These are the foods I will eat. What's worth passing the velvet rope of your belly? Y'all know we are the bouncer of our belly, right? So what do you want to eat and what's not worth it? What's not worth it? Y'all, spinach dip and chips ain't worth it to me. I don't like the spinach dip. I love the cheese dip, but don't like the spinach dip. Here's why I'm choosing to eat these foods. Here's the foods I'm choosing not to eat. Spinach dip. I love this. Here's some common objections or thoughts that might come up. It's a party. It's one time. I'll never have this again, but I'm with my friends, but I'm having so much fun, but it's just one night. Y'all, I've heard all the excuses because I've had all of them. Here's how I'll handle them. Here's what I'll focus on using the four basics to support my choices. It might be like, I'm for sure going to get my water in, or like, I'm going to get a glass of water in between every drink. How can you, you know, use the four basics to your advantage? I'll know this protocol is a success. That's you kind of fast forwarding to your future self, walking out of that tailgate party, feeling like a badass. I'm willing to implement and try this protocol. Like, what's going to help you just try? We're just trying here, y'all. We're just getting started. And then this is where you can actually, after the event, you can get your wins down. You can get your areas for improvement, what you might want to do differently next time. I love, love, love this worksheet. Okay. So that is another amazing tool that we use for our weekend urges and our weekend plannings. So this was so much fun, y'all. It just, the time flies by and I just want to keep going. We're supposed to limit these to an hour. But y'all, I could talk about this all day. I hope this was helpful for you. Definitely the two main things is for you to really do a planning for urges worksheet for each one of your urge Windows that you have recognized as a pattern. And right. And if you're not sure of what your urge windows are, just be watching for the next urge you have and say like, oh, this is one of my urge windows. Time to do one of those planning for urges worksheets. And then the other thing is this protocol template worksheet where it's like, okay, if I have birthday parties, if I have tailgate parties, if I have church potlucks, if I have, you know, if we go out to lunch every Sunday, you know, with family, then if it's something that's going to happen often, then you want to do a protocol for it, right? Let's make this stuff easier on ourselves, y'all. Okay. So I hope y'all are enjoying the Urges 2.0 course. Tomorrow, I believe it is Coach Christy All the Time on Sunday. Y'all going to be at church with Coach Christy. I believe she is doing both calls tomorrow, the weight loss coaching call and the maintenance call. Love me some Coach Christy. I was listening to her call that she did on after school and after work urges from last week or the week before. And she's just amazing on camera and working with all of y'all. So just love her dearly. And so stay tuned for that. And then also mark your calendars for a week from tomorrow for our Weight Loss Jumpstart workshop that's going to be along with the membership and also with the public. And we're just going to get a great jumpstart for the fall. And so I'm just so excited. All the things that are happening here at NoBS. So, all right, guys. Love you all. Take care. See ya. Bye.